Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 21 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Today is Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. Join with the homies. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy, everyone.
Dale Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
And Sammy Stats is here, too.
What's going on, everyone?
Guys, welcome back. Episode 21, again, of Da Bare Minimum Podcast. On Twitter, at Da Bare Min Pod. Facebook, Da Bare Minimum Podcast. Give us a like. Give us a follow. We're really appreciating you guys coming back every week. Let's have some fun.
I love you.
My boys. My fucking boys.
Let's do it.
How we doing?
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah? Why?
The Lord chose the Rams.
Jeez Louise, feta cheese.
Praise be to him.
After the 49ers-Bengals game, my stepmom texted me saying, I told you it was the Bengals. She's like, I felt God's hand over them. I was like, okay, if you could give me a heads up of where God's hand is for this 49 or for this Rams game, that'd be great. And she goes, he's thinking Rams. I'm like, all right, there it is.
All right, Kendra.
Bet was placed. Thank you.
How's she feel about Rams-Bengals? If you could report back on that for next week, I'd appreciate it.
I don't know if I can do it 2 weeks in a row. She already said that she's got to go to confession now for that. So
because you made money.
That's fine. Because she confesses,
we financially profited,
absolves herself of all sins.
More importantly.
And then gets to do it again and apologize again the next week. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's how I thought too. So we'll see. Maybe.
And more importantly, like when is the church in session next? Because
yeah,
I mean, I'll show up for the picks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, I might show up for the picks and then confessional with it right after.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, do it all in one go. Pot, I mean, you're there.
And then the potluck.
I already placed the bets.
They bring food. They still do those?
Guys, speaking of texts from parents, my mom texted me.
I saw that.
She texted me over the weekend during the second game. It was like, hey, can you talk? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Was she messing with you?
And then she sent another one, LOL, JK. Yeah. I'm like, man. Good for you,
she's
mom.
A listener,
dude.
Oh, she responded to it on Facebook or something like that. That she is hilarious.
Yeah. So, guys, how's everything else? We are apparently we're supposed to get a shit ton of snow tonight.
Yeah.
I miss spring.
Bad for me.
Why?
Got a flight tomorrow. Not looking good.
You going to North Pole?
Close.
Oh, cool. Nope.
Come on, bro.
It's North Pole, homie. It's Santa Claus.
You gotta wait till November of next year, least.
It runs in my blood. By the way, my grandpa was like a pro Santa Claus.
And, Santa Claus Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like he and Grandma Joe, Papa Dale, by the way, my namesake. Yeah, he's a pro Santa Claus in malls of Florida.
So how we doing, Marcos? Guys, I'm chilling. I'm excited. It was a good weekend of football. You know what? Actually, other than like our show bet, I didn't do any gambling this weekend.
Cleansing.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Really, because my heart's still broken from last
year. I bet.
I'm good. Guys, how was that?
Any man to retire.
Let's get into some of those games that we watched.
No. The most important thing.
Why? Oh.
Yeah.
Guys.
The announcement.
I'm pretty sad. But I'm also not too sad.
Uh-huh. It's the end of an era. An absolute era. An era of domination. An era of a style of quarterback in some ways. And an era of a generation of quarterbacks.
Yeah, all in one.
Yep.
All in one, guys. Tom Brady officially announced his retirement, dunked on Adam Schefter, because he will be damned if anybody's going to break his retirement news other than him. I really firmly, like, I was hoping that Tom played another year. Just
in spite.
Agreed. Oh, 100% agreeable.
Throws for another 5,000 yards, another MVP. Wins another Lombardi just to spite Adam Schefter. But guys, so Tom ends up retiring and he moves on to what he says is now the next step of his life. Spend some time with the kiddos and the wives. It's, what is it, 7 Super Bowls?
Yep.
7 Super Bowls, countless MVPs, countless conference championships. And just obviously you guys know I'm a big Tom Brady stan.
We are aware.
Hats off. Cheers to Tom Brady. Very, very, very cool. This means Gronk's going, right?
Yeah, most likely. I don't think Gronk wants to play for anybody other than Tom.
No.
So
only contract he's signing is
by
with
the
Cruise
way.
Line.
Hold on, that was hilarious how you put that. He doesn't want to play for anyone besides Tom.
Not Tampa, but Tom.
Right.
Tom.
Not like the Buccaneers. Not like
not
Browns.
Tampa.
No. He played for Tom.
Oh yeah, played for Tom.
Totally.
I mean, the only reason he came back out of retirement was Tom.
So 5 years from now, think about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
5 years from now, we're going to get the Hall of Fame induction class of Rob Gronkowski,
Ben Roethlisberger,
Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger.
It's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a great class.
Shall be fun.
On top of any trickle over that gets in.
There's got to be someone else that retires this offseason because there's like a few DNs, like outside linebacker
types. Bobby Wagner's going to be soon, yeah. too.
Yeah. Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah. If Von Miller retires after this game, like it's his last one.
So Von Miller is who I was thinking of. Whitworth is a great example. There's a couple offensive linemen that are like, hey, Jason Peters, baby.
Did you see me smile?
He's 40 now. God bless the man.
So, guys, that's 40. End of an era down in Tampa. My hot take, my theory.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mitchell Trubisky starting quarterback for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers next year.
Mitch could go a few places.
It's not bad.
Mitch is going to be in high demand.
Mitch will probably be a starter next year.
Good for Mitch.
Yeah, you're going to be okay if he just balls out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're good on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm fine with it.
I love Mitch. I
wish him the best.
I've thought of this, and we should revisit this. There was a point in time early on this year where Armpit reached out, and Armpit asked us if we should apologize to Mitch, and we shat on that pretty hard.
We should not
Cousin
apologize.
Jimmy, too. Cousin
oh, yeah.
Jimmy brought it up, too.
Absolutely. Cousin Jimmy did as well.
I'm still shitting.
So
haven't stopped.
Can we quickly... No, just hear me. Can we just quickly wipe and say... Matt fucked you a bit.
Maybe wash your hands
first. For sure. Like,
it wasn't all Mitch.
Yeah, he was dealt a bad hand, but I mean, I don't think he's going to be anything special anywhere else.
I'm not apologizing for you getting paid millions of dollars.
If he goes somewhere else and...
Not a dime back.
Is a stud, wins a playoff game somewhere... Okay. I gotta see how that game actually plays out.
Yeah. All right. So obviously, like we said, Tom Brady.
Yeah. So, but guys, to wrap up an awesome conference championship weekend, the NFL has a problem on their hands right now, and it's a good problem. How are you ever going to replicate these last
six games?
Like the last six games that we've watched on the NFL playoff schedule. Are some of the greatest games that we've ever seen as NFL football fans.
Oh, yeah.
Why is this a problem?
All-timers, man.
Oh, just because how are you... I guess I say it tongue-in-cheek. Like, mm-hmm. They don't really have a problem. It's great for them. They're making money hand over fist anyways. But how are you ever going to replicate
yeah,
what
like,
this
where do we go
was?
From here?
This week... I mean, I know you can, but this was one for the books, guys. The Cincinnati-KC game.
Oh, my God.
This just gets more people interested in
football. That's what I would say. Like, and the other thing is you have young stars.
This could be one of the most watched Super Bowls in a long fucking time.
I agree.
Yeah. Great storylines.
Because I bet people don't watch the Super Bowl just because Tom's in it every year.
Yeah.
They're probably just over it. I bet more Good people point. Watch this year than they have in a long yeah, time.
I agree.
I think Fresh blood. I think the Cincy story is a huge storyline for this Super Bowl.
Just Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As a whole.
Yeah, guys, get into the recap of that game. The Bengals beat the Kansas City
what
Chiefs.
What a fucking game.
27-24. What is it? Charles Dickens? Tale of Two Cities?
Correct.
We're good.
So
we've come full circle.
Patrick Mahomes.
Was the best of times. Was the worst of times.
Patrick Mahomes' first half, the Kansas City Chiefs' first half, were a completely separate team.
The same,
different team. I should say.
When they played each other earlier in the season, the Bengals were losing 21-3. Came back and won.
It's
some of the analysis you heard that they switched their defensive scheme on at halftime. They had two different plans. They had the first half plan.
And then the other plan.
Yeah, and then
and
they
the
said,
first half didn't work, we're going to the back.
Yeah, yeah. And so it flips the script entirely after the Chiefs are kind of just cruising. They're cruising. Mahomes is carving them up. And then they switch it to this 8-man drop. Mm-hmm. That is just insane.
They basically said, hey, you know what, Patrick? You want to throw all over us? You guys refuse to run the ball?
Yep.
Where have you heard that before from a Kansas City
yep.
offensive organized team?
But yep.
You refuse to run the ball. You know the Kansas City Chiefs averaged 6 yards per play that game? 6 yards between Mecole Hardman, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Jerick McKinnon.
Oh, six rushing yards
per
game?
6 rushing yards per play.
And just stopped doing it?
Per play, yes.
And just stopped.
You know what? You're right. Every time I saw that number
they only
one.
They only ran on first down.
Yeah, McKinnon
and then they
were
threw
number
it
one.
The other two times. So, yeah, he got 6 yards, but you didn't get any on the next two passes. So
they were gashing him every time I saw the ball in his stomach. I was like, this
dude,
is crazy.
Mahomes was just, I mean, you have all that space in front of you. Run.
And he'd just go sideways. Grass. He'd go backwards and sideways.
You saw him break tackles, spin around, dude, end up avoiding two, running back to the same spot.
But speaking of that, like the scrambles at the end of the game, what, like, how are you going to take a sack
in
two straight plays like that? Like, you went from first and goal to, like, first and 40.
That was the difference. Dude, because Burrow got out of that and picked up two first downs back-to-back. Do you remember that on scrambles at the end?
They ended up kicking a field goal to tie. And they had two different instances where they were first and goal and they didn't score. And one was to end the game and one was at the first half.
Took, like, a 15-yard sack or
something. They went for it on fourth down and didn't get it.
What's the
could have been 28-3.
Speaking of scrambles, what's the name of the Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman? Big guy. I'm blanking on his name right now. But
Chris Jones?
Yes, Chris Jones. He had Joe Burrow wrapped up twice.
Oh, yeah.
He had him wrapped up by the ankles and by the shoulder twice. And by the grace of God, he gets away. They drive down the field. Evan McPherson.
That guy's covered in Vaseline
that
in the pocket.
That guy's fucking cool.
Only one sack. Joe's only one sack that game.
Cool. Joe's the man. The kicker's the man. What'd you say? Evan McPherson?
Yeah. LOL at all of us laughing at Ja'Marr Chase and all the quotes before the season. We did this a couple episodes ago, but remember Ja'Marr Chase said
the stripes on the ball.
I can't, you know, it's
troll.
A little difficult. Yeah, that was a total troll job.
He's
at this
so
point.
Good.
So,
T. Higgins is huge, by the way.
Oh, he's a tight end.
I've never realized how big that dude is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, that receiving core is really, really good.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's a damn.
And young.
And Joe's so good at just
finding him.
Well, not only finding them, but understanding, like, guys are going to get through and where the holes are.
Oh, yeah. He slides well.
The protections he puts out
slide
there.
We talk about
it all the time. Like, it's a damn shame. We say that a lot. It's a damn shame that the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line is that bad.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Like, that offense would be even more electric.
How many linemen do they take in the draft this year?
Dude, you just draft linemen. Guys, and what about the other one? San Francisco, Rams end up winning, failed to cover 20-17. Another field goal difference, another great game.
6-6, field goal difference, right?
Yep.
Or one score difference, whatever it was. Another awesome game. This is going to be a fun Super Bowl because of how good that Rams defense is and how good that Bengals offense has been.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to watch that. So do we agree that the Rams defense and the Bengals offense may be a little bit to Rams defense, but it's pretty close? The offense is really good.
I mean, I'd say it's tough. Yeah. I'd say you probably lean towards the Rams defense a little bit, but I guess it depends on the day and the performance that we just saw them have. Like, if they're humming, that's a tough offense to stop.
Right.
But on a Rams defense that features the likes of Von Miller and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and Leonard Floyd, you've got all these guys that are playmakers on one team. This is like your Madden.
This is six years
into your Madden league. Like, you've already made trades, and this is your Super Bowl roster, like,
absolutely.
6 years into it.
You are
Kansas
kissing
is
the
too,
cap.
Though, and they beat Kansas. They're off, not on defense, but their offense is potent with weapons.
Oh, yeah. And that's the tough part, is I think the issue, and I don't want to get too much into our breakdown, I think the Rams defense is a little better than the Bengals offense, but I think that the Rams offense is considerably better than the Bengals defense.
That's where I was going with this.
But wasn't the Chiefs supposed to be too?
Yeah, and that's
where my only counterpoint.
That schemes that, no, you're 100% right. Like, what we saw from Patrick Mahomes is unfathomable. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. You'll never see it.
Yeah.
Something like that again.
I think last week you said, I think the Rams are going to win it all, but after seeing Joe do his thing.
Yeah, I have a hard
time. A team of destiny.
Stay with your gut.
I'm okay with either one of them winning. Like, I'm great with Bengals fans and Joe Burrow winning. I'm also great with Matt Stafford. Like, watching Matt Stafford out there.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Dude, good for Matt. Like, they panned to his wife afterwards after they won, and she's crying, and everybody knows the story with them. Like, that's just another storyline. I'll root for the Rams too. Like, I don't care. I don't got a dog or a horse in the race at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But like, let's watch some great football. And so far, we fucking have.
Dude, yeah, I'm with you. I'm staying away from money lines this weekend. Just spreads, because I'm just cheering for good football.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Guys, getting into some of the other Chicago sports teams that we love to cover, we'll talk about the Chicago Bulls. All right, guys, the Eastern Conference leading.
Eastern Conference leading.
Chicago Bulls, 31-18. Guys, we're 9 days away from the trade deadline. I got two big takeaways recently. And one is just an updated development from what we do weekly. DeMar DeRozan is fan-fucking-tastic. Named an Eastern Conference All-Star game starter, guys. Like, just completely blowing expectations out of the water. And then the other one, guys, Ayo Dosunmu is thriving as a starting point guard. The general league consensus steal of the NBA draft.
Yes.
It's nice to get one of those.
Potentially like rookie of the year.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Whoa.
A steal.
Potentially. Cade Cunningham's doing great Cade Cunningham things.
That was my objection.
Yeah, Cade's awesome. But, I mean, just the fact that he's there. Cade Cunningham's a number one overall pick. Ayo Dosunmu's a second round pick. It's just, it's fantastic. You got a schedule that features.
So, wait, let me ask you something about
that. What's up? Yeah.
So, if you come back and you have Lonzo, Caruso, and Ayo, I mean, a team typically doesn't need 3 point guards of starting caliber. And as a team that's looking to improve that four position that we've talked about, do you think Ayo is on that block?
No.
No.
Hell no. Hell no.
He's no.
No. I mean, because you're not.
The team does not need 3 starting point guards.
You don't have 3 starting point guards.
Lonzo.
Your starter.
Caruso's a starting point guard in a lot of teams in this league.
Sure, but Caruso can play. Caruso's the Kobe White version, the anomaly version of these guards now, where not many point guards are Lonzo Ball, a pass first, you know, distributing, playmaking. Not many are Ja Morant. Not many are Chris Paul. You know, that's. That Lonzo Ball is that type of distributor. You got a lot of combo guards. Alex Caruso can play the two. He can defend the two. Ayo Dosunmu, he's probably better suited for the one. I don't think that the Bulls expected to get, obviously, this type of production from him, but this sounds like rich people problems. And I don't necessarily I don't necessarily agree that we need to send away our assets just because we've discovered them and we think we can get something in return. Like, a great asset can just be our great asset.
I'm fine with that too, but we're currently in a state where we need to improve a position and we want an NBA quality starter, not a like middle of the road team starter. We want Jeremy Grant.
Sure.
And we've seen that the Bulls are looking for ways to get that done without moving Pat Will. So the only other option you have is Kobe at this point. And we've spent the last 3 weeks talking about how good Kobe's been.
You guys know me. Nobody on any one of my favorite sports teams is untradeable. I don't believe that, like, literally anybody, unless your name is Michael Jordan, you're not, you can be traded. Justin Fields can be traded. If somebody comes in and gives you 3 first-round picks and they're starting top-tier quarterback, come on. I'm not saying that offer's coming in.
That's fair. I'm okay with that.
But tradable.
Sure.
But I don't think that the Bulls could get an offer for Ayo that would make them really consider it unless
especially it's in the next 9 days, given that
Julius Randle. We're back to this guy again. We're back to that tier power forward.
That would be
fuck me sideways.
Oh, you do it in a heartbeat, right?
Yeah.
It's because it's all about value. Right?
Yeah. Also, yeah,
so you both of them have 2 years.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and I feel dirty saying it because I love Ayo and I sing his praises, but again, nobody
loves the Bulls. The Bulls are number one. The Bulls are number one.
The logo never changes.
Players are number two.
The jersey name changes. The logo never changes.
Love you guys because we know a lot of you players listen to us.
Awesome fun.
Yeah. Guys, so that's a wrap on the Bulls. Real quick, we got a couple games coming up against the Magic at home. We're in Toronto, in Indianapolis. Then we got the Sixers and we got the Suns. That's another good lineup of big men and another good lineup of just contending teams that we're going to see. Let's get to full strength with as many wins as possible.
Suns are good.
I brought this up once and we will absolutely move on. I want to plant this seed in people's minds before they watch the seed or tonight. there should be another target for that four spot that we need on the Bulls, and Wendell Carter might be that guy. Again, moving him to the four, he doesn't have the same amount of responsibility he used to have. He also has a fairly team-friendly contract. He's got like four.
Is that because he's cheeks?
No, not really.
I'm trying to remember, did AK and Eversley, was that the regime that sent him to?
No, he had yes, because it was a Valanciunas trade.
Okay. So then at that point, yeah. So we.
It was like right when they got.
Yeah. That's right. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, that'd be great if we can get him and it doesn't cost you too much. I'll take anybody. But
I'm just continually thinking about the fact that you have to re-sign Zach.
Sure.
So, like, Julius, that doesn't work because that 20 grand is now going to Julius instead of Zach.
Yep.
What if you had Wendell and Zach?
You had Wendell and Zach.
No, Wendell and Zach and DeMar and Nikola and that's yeah. Anyway, we can move on.
Guys, getting into the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake, tell me about them.
Yeah, a fun little update. Yeah. The Blackhawks announced that, because they are still with an interim GM and coach, that they've created a little committee to go and find a new GM, and it consists of
Bill Polian,
Ernie Corsi. It consists of Olchek, Patrick Sharp, and I think Marian Hossa.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Are in charge of essentially going out and finding a new general
I'm all
manager.
In for that.
Oh, that's pretty great.
That just sounds like the new front office to me, if I've ever heard
just
them.
Make Olchek the
Sharpie's slamming. Sharpie has wanted to get into front office stuff for a while. He's been doing broadcasting. I think he's been pretty vocal about
that. He's been with NBC, but he still works for the Blackhawks as like a liaison type gig.
I don't know what anything about Hossa to that extent, wanting to get involved in those type of
things.
He's
also still like with the organization.
I mean, as far as a current fan, there aren't a lot of better options unless like Taze and Kane retire tomorrow and they hire him.
This makes sense.
Like, what if Hossa's your next coach?
Oh, I don't think... No, no, no.
No, no, I know. I get that. I get that. But like, just imagine that kind of trajectory where
like
the Blackhawks would bring in these kinds of guys.
Like, like Eddie Olchek as like president and then have two GMs. Sharpie and Hossa.
Why stop at two? Let's get three. Let's get a third one in
there.
It's
just Hossa shouting at Sharpie in a foreign language that Sharpie can't understand.
Shazzy's in.
Is Shazzy still in town? I was going to say.
Shazzy's
their assistant.
No, he's like in charge of player personnel. Like, or
just throw shit at people.
He's in charge of morale.
Bring back Scott, darling.
Scott's going to work for Barstool here shortly.
Bufflin's head of security.
He just hangs out with them like
all day. Guys, and what about the Fuck Rob Manfred tour? How
Fuck Rob Manfred.
Yeah, there's another meeting today.
Oh, how'd it go? Was it good? Are we getting baseball
tell us about
back?
It. Is baseball back?
Because we're not missing spring training or any time.
Fuck Rob Manfred on the schedule. Yeah, no. Spring training's obviously going to be postponed at least.
Dude, you're so sad.
I am. I think there's still an opportunity, and this is just me being hopeful at this
120
point.
120 games.
I still think you have an opportunity to finish these negotiations the next month and then get started in April.
All right, you're holding an ice cream cone.
It's already on the floor.
All like of it? How much of it?
There's only one scoop.
Where is
only one
the
scoop?
Scoop.
It's gone. There's currently ants on it.
Ooh.
Do you at least have the chocolate at the bottom of the cone?
Yeah.
No, it was like one of the shitty sugar cones, not a waffle cone.
They're probably stale, too.
It wasn't fresh, I'll tell you that.
We're talking baseball.
Baseball.
We're talking baseball.
Like an army of
steam. Like an army of steam.
Can't do it 2 weeks in a row.
So is there any update, like...
No. No, it's just...
You guys know when the next meeting is?
Let me call Jeff.
It hasn't been... I don't think they publicized that yet, but essentially... I think we're at the point where people are starting to say, how many games do we play? I'm so hopeful for
120.
All of them, but yeah, it's realistic.
Do we play three-digit games?
Yeah.
Or are we?
I think like
96 games.
If we go down to like 80, something's fucked.
Yeah, if we get below...
Because you're talking about three more months of negotiations at that point.
If we get into like the
Which
NBA season
don't,
territory...
I don't put anything...
Don't stop.
Dude,
don't stop.
They're so far apart.
I don't think 100 million is that far apart, but I think that's the numbers that we saw in a tweet and not at all what the issues are.
Mike Trout has that.
I bet it is, dude.
The main issue.
Oh, these fucking just airing all the dirty laundry. People that with all this fucking money.
Guys, and one more sports update. This isn't a Chicago sports update, but this is some major NFL news.
Breaking.
Not by us. It's been out there.
Yeah, it's been out there already. But you know,
breaking. Breaking, guys. To us,
Brian Flores.
Absolutely hilarious situation.
Sammy Stats' favorite head coach.
Second favorite head coach.
Mm-hmm. Brian Flores is apparently suing everybody. Everybody getting sued.
Everybody's getting sued.
The Giants, Bill Belichick, the NFL.
Are the Broncos
you
in
know,
there?
You know it's class action, right?
Broncos, yeah. It's class action. We could get in on this.
So this, it's for everyone.
I didn't get interviewed.
He's doing it for everybody that's been discriminated against.
I'm so for him. I hope this becomes a... guys, before we get into it, if you haven't seen, Brian Flores is suing the NFL
and the New York Giants
for racial discrimination in their hiring process of a head coach, because apparently what happened was he is supposed to interview for the GM or for the head coach job on
Thursday,
texting with Bill Belichick over the weekend.
Bill texted him
because Brian Flores used to work on Bill Belichick's staff in New England with Brian Daboll, who's also interviewing for the Giants head coach job.
And again, to be clear, also named Brian.
Brian Daboll.
This comes up again.
Brian Flores. So Bill texts Brian Flores saying, hey, heard you landed. Congrats. Brian says, hey, is there something I don't know about?
No, he says, heard you're the guy for New York and Buffalo.
So he alludes to it later in the conversation, basically saying that, yeah, I heard you're basically their guy, and Buffalo's like cool with it too. So congrats. And Brian Flores said, oh, thanks. I'm really hoping I interview well. I interview on Thursday. And then he texts Bill again saying, wait, coach, I just want to make sure you're talking to Brian Flores, not Brian Daboll, right? Well, of course. Bill texts Brian Flores saying, wow, I fucked this up. I'm so sorry. They're going with Brian Daboll. I'm sorry. Good luck on your next interview or something. Guys, Brian Flores hadn't interviewed for the job yet.
Like, and neither did Daboll.
I
thought Daboll's interview was that day.
Yes.
And he like technically hadn't had it yet. But they already had their mindset that Daboll was the coach.
And basically what the New York Giants did was just plan to interview Brian Flores to meet the Rooney Rule.
Which is what the Broncos did just a few years ago with Vic Fangio.
And that's fucking shitty.
Dude, because that Broncos interview, apparently, John Elway and whoever else is GM and kind of executives there showed up an hour late to that interview, looking all messed up, clearly drunk, just so they could pass that rule and say, we interviewed a coaching candidate or an executive of color.
It's fucked up.
Dude, I hope this becomes a landmark case.
I think that's the point he's trying to drive home, because he's all but sacrificing his ability to be a head coach moving forward, mm-hmm. because he's airing everything, and people, you know, different organizations try to keep it like tight-knit. So it stands to reason that he might have lowered his opportunity to get a head coaching job, but raised the opportunity, or better, he's with the goal of bettering the opportunity for other people of color to have these jobs.
Yeah.
I just wanted to fact check quickly. Daboll has interviewed at least once, I think twice at this point.
Oh, he's already been named as their head coach.
No. I mean, at the point of that text happening.
Oh, okay. You were going back to the dates.
He had interviewed at that point, according to what I just saw on ESPN.
And already been chosen unofficially, which is the problem.
They're
checking boxes.
You want to talk about NFL having problems? Like, the NFL has a problem. Guys, there is one, I repeat, one active black NFL head coach.
And he is so fucking good.
In a league that is 70% plus African-American players, and you have one black coach, a handful of executives. Guys, the Bears hired Ryan Poles, a black executive, and holy shit, this is landscape changing. Shouldn't be that way. It's a damn shame that it is.
It is a damn shame.
So, rooting for Brian Flores. I'm hoping that he gets a ton of money and gets another shot at the NFL, because he is a great head coach.
He is. He deserves it.
You guys did make me start to warm up a little bit to him, too.
Oh, the man just went out and pulled eight games out of his ass.
Pretty much.
After the owner had asked him, if I remember, Sam, what you were
and
telling
me. And five the year before.
Yeah.
The owner had asked him to lose games had in Miami. He's saying, incentivized it. Said, I'll give you $100,000 for every game that you guys lose.
Tank for Tua.
What did Brian Flores do? Went on a win streak.
Won five games.
Good for you.
Said, fuck your couch.
Still could have had Justin Herbert.
Yeah. So I don't know how that's all going to play out. I mean, we're going to see a lot of stuff, but I mean, look this up on Twitter, guys. We'll post some stuff on the socials because the screenshots of the Bill Belichick conversation are fucking crazy.
It's spicy.
Anything else you guys want to get into sports minutes wise? Nothing locally. Then we move on to the most important locally. The beloved, the Chicago Bears, guys. Big,
Bears.
Big updates.
Bears.
We got ourselves almost a full coaching staff. Got a head coach, Matt Eberflus, the Indianapolis Colts defensive coordinator, first-time head coach from Ohio. Right off the bat, he hired himself an offensive coordinator. Luke Getsy was the passing coordinator and quarterbacks coach for the Green Bay Packers. First-time play caller.
That immediately gives me a lot of pause.
First-time NFL play caller. I believe he was the OC at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you've also got a couple defensive, and we'll jump back and we'll talk about each one of these guys, but defensive coordinator finalist guy, Alan Williams, basically a bunch of coaches from Indianapolis are being considered for these positions because of Flus's ties.
Yep.
That's also, we're going to start that because I don't want to say Eberflus. So Flus's.
I'm done. Yep.
Okay. So with the Eberflus thing,
with Flus.
With our head coach.
There you go.
Head coach.
he immediately, right off the bat, said that he will not be calling plays. How do we as a group feel about that?
Great.
We love when Mike Tomlin doesn't call plays.
I love it.
I don't know why we would feel any different here.
I'm here.
Yeah, no, we've been lamenting the fact that he was calling plays for so long. Fuck Matt. He ruined us.
Well, and I think there's something about, like, the way they pitch it, they being Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, and we'll talk about some of the main points from their presser that was recently, but they're like, Flus is going to treat it like he's the CEO.
Yeah.
He's the CEO and he's running everything.
I love that.
So, it's almost like he's the head coach.
Like dialed in charge of everything. What the fuck is going on?
But if you think about it, it makes sense. You got the old regime, Matt Nagy, banging his head against a wall trying to understand on every single defensive possession why his offense is broken. That's got to lead to mismanagement in other places. Matt, do you want to challenge this? Matt, what do you think about this? Oh, I don't know.
I wasn't watching.
I'm talking to Mitch and I'm talking to so-and-so. Like, so I'm excited to see these guys just – everybody have your own responsibilities. To Dale's point, I'm a little concerned about some first years here. First year head coach, first year play caller in Luke Getsy.
One thing that I saw after putting this together is that we're also in the process of interviewing former LSU coach and current Panthers OC Joe Brady. Right.
That's not bad.
So, well, he was...
Could be worse.
He was the coordinator for the best offense in college football history, is some people say that's the Joe Burrow, the Jamar Chase, the Justin Fields, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on that team.
Jefferson.
Excuse me. Thank you. Yes. Justin Jefferson. Thank you for correcting me.
Got you, fam.
That adds another layer of kind of expertise there. That makes me a little excited. If his job is to develop Justin Fields, that'd be sweet to have a guy that just proved to you that he can develop a young quarterback. Because Burrow wasn't a big prospect by any means. He wasn't a five-star recruit or anything like that.
No, he actually got sat behind Justin Fields, right?
Yeah. And that's why he transferred.
So, let's go. So he transferred.
Yeah. A couple things from that press conference, guys, that I really liked, and we can kind of talk. Like Ryan Poles and obviously the gimmicky stuff. I don't know. I'm not a big, like, you win the press conference,
effort battle,
win the press conference and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like, those guys won the press conference, and I think it's with mixed reviews. Some people are happy with it. Like, I don't like the gimmicky, like Matt Eberflus's. He comes in with an acronym, the HITS acronym. This isn't a sales seminar.
Yeah, I'll let him do it.
You know, but at the same time, exactly. I sat through 4 years of Matt Nagy word salads.
Right. BU. Matt had a BU.
I'm going to show them the why.
Yeah.
I was wet.
Y salad?
So that was one thing. One thing that I was a little worried about, I guess, or I was a little off put by it, was in the interview, Matt Eberflus and Ryan Foles had the chance.
Foles or Poles?
Foles.
Poles.
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 Did okay. I say Foles?
You did.
I'm going to have such a hard time with this.
You got this.
Fuck.
I believe in
so,
you.
We'll get rid of him. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
3, 2, 1.
Foles is gone.
So they were given a chance to give like a ringing endorsement for Justin Fields. They said, hey, do you believe Justin Fields is your franchise quarterback? How do you feel about it? And they didn't necessarily say no. But they didn't say yes. Matt gave a generic, well, we've got to analyze and look at every player on the roster and see what their strengths are and how they fit here. Mm-hmm. That was the only part that made me a little hesitant here.
I heard it too. I'm a little okay with it, though. I'm okay with it because, you know, they haven't spent a day with the roster yet. Okay. They know that he's a first round pick. They know that he's a high draft pick. They know that he was a star talent in college. But they haven't spent a day with him yet. They haven't spent a day in the film room. They haven't spent a day on the coaching or on the field. So I don't know. Just I like the fact that they're just saying, we don't know yet.
Yeah, very process-oriented answer. And, yeah, you're right. Like, I'll give him a benefit of the doubt. What I'm not going to do, I don't know if you guys have seen him on your social media feeds and your timelines. I'm not going to be a meathead. I'm not going to declare it already over and that these guys are bad.
Oh, no.
No, not
guys,
at all.
Like, nope. This is a PSA, not a public service announcement, a public shaming announcement. Like,
ooh, okay.
Did you write that down?
PSA, dog.
Yeah, there you go.
So, if you if you are telling me that you have an issue with these hires, that means you are from the future. That means you've seen the outcome, and you obviously know way more than we do. Or you're just bitching to bitch. And you know what nobody likes? People who just bitch. For what?
You solve nothing.
You solve nothing. All you're doing is spewing fucking negativity. For what?
I couldn't agree more, because these are the same people that have like really hard takes on the GM position, as if they had ever heard of Ryan Poles in their fucking life.
Like they study the
like
work.
Like the people that know the VP of player personnel in Miami right now. Come on, name them, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when people do that, and I mentioned it before. People that pretend like they know who these GM candidates are, you're not an expert here. You're listening to it just like we are. Yeah.
Relax. You didn't know the name 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, now not only do you know the name, but you know the whole backstory and how the outcome goes.
Head coach is a little bit different, because most of the time they're coordinators or running a specific facet of a team, to where you can point to that specific facet of the team's success or that specific side of the ball's success. These GM candidate, if you think you got an opinion, I love you, but you're dumb.
Right, unless you write for The Simpsons.
You are really dumb.
For real. What's up, Jake? Huh. Oh, I thought you were going to say something. How do you guys feel about a couple of the other additions? Like,
Real quick on Matt, though. I did like what he mentioned at one point in the presser, that he's going to play to his player's strengths.
Oh, yeah.
I love the sound of that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love the sound of that.
I haven't watched that for a little while, so it's refreshing.
You mean he's not going to implement his system and then force players to play within his system?
Yeah.
Round
make the running quarterback play in the pocket.
That's good. Yeah.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Big brains.
Are we still on the presser?
We could do presser, yeah. We're good.
I was just going to throw in at the end that the whole win the press conference thing, cool, whatever. They said some things, like the different little anecdotes, little analogies and things like that, but I think the overall vibe I got from the two of them, and a lot from Ryan Poles, is that he's just gonna work his ass off at this constantly. He's just always working, where Ryan Pace, like, I never got the vibe that he was like turning over every rock.
No country, no market in the whole country is gonna appreciate that more than this one.
He just traded the same teams all the time.
Yeah,
just like called his buddies.
Go
like,
make
hey,
new
man,
friends.
What you got?
Yep. Yeah, yep. So,
Luke Getsy, was he? It says passing coordinator. I thought he was QB coach.
So he's the QB coach, but he also was the passing game coordinator there. Matt LaFleur technically calls the offense there still. So that's why he was interested in coming here, because even though he was going to be in line to be the OC there, like,
Aaron's gone.
He's not the OC.
Yeah.
And Aaron's gone. Aaron's going to go with Hackett in Denver.
Eagerly look forward to what he can or cannot do, because it's going to be interesting.
Oh, dude, if we get the likes of him, of Luke Getsy, we get Joe Brady, you get those two minds, I mean,
so this the only thing is, like I said before, on Luke Getsy, you were the quarterback coach to Aaron Rodgers,
correct?
And you were his
the passing
coach,
game coordinator, right, to Aaron Rodgers,
to one of the best performing quarterbacks of all time.
Can make throws.
What was your job? Because honestly, that sounds like the best,
the
job
dream,
in the world.
Right?
It's like a what life. Do you do? Show up.
Well, plus Aaron's a shot caller. Like he'll call, correct, plays at the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that gives me a reason for pause.
You're
but
right,
otherwise,
you're right.
Hey, I'm ready to be heard again.
The only other one that that we haven't talked about so far is what's his name? Rick Bisaccia.
Bisaccia.
Okay. He was the interim head coach in Las Vegas.
Did a hell of a job.
Got that team to the playoffs through all through the Gruden thing, through the Ruggs thing. Like half their roster got a DUI. Like he was able to navigate them through the entire through everything. And he's getting interviewed for
And they loved him.
They loved him. He's getting interviewed for a couple head coaching jobs. If those head coaching jobs fall through, because it doesn't sound like he's at the top of most people's lists. That's a special
team
coach.
It would be awesome.
With head coaching experience. What better for your rookie head coach than people who have head coaching experience?
So this is the plight of the Bears fan. We're sitting here going like, guys, this actually makes sense. Like they're hiring actual competent people. What's going on?
Can you clip this?
Feel different?
And I can't wait to be heard again.
Yeah, 8 months from now.
But doesn't this feel different?
So familiar. There's a young man that's about 6'3" at the time, probably about 260. And he was saying the same thing about a guy named Ryan Pace. And a guy named Matt Nagy.
Real quick though, I still have the recording on my phone when the Bears traded for Trey Burton, and Marcos called all of us and left us a combined voicemail. Or is it video? Yeah. It might have been Snapchat.
Voice.
I think it went something
just screaming.
We got a playmaker.
We should pull that.
Boys!
Trey Burton to the fucking Bears! Trey Burton to the Bears, $32 million deal. We're fucking in here. We got Kevin White, he's a first round draft pick. Fucking Allen Robinson, he got 1.5 ACLs. Trey Burton's a dog. Virginia McCaskey, she got dry up down there. We're in there. Let's go! Fucking 11-5!
There.
Just so you know, he will not be doing that. I love Jake, but that's
not
gonna happen.
He read the
manual.
Know.
He's
a
wild
manual.
Card.
Right? It's on my phone. I might be able to get it.
That's awesome.
He's a wild card.
So we're hopeful for Rick.
I'm
hopeful for this whole coaching staff. Yeah. I'm hopeful that this, because so far it looks a little different. Like, we didn't see Ted Phillips anytime after GM and head coach were, other than sitting on the side of the interview room. We didn't see Ted.
He's in Arlington now.
He's under a bridge somewhere.
That's Ted's job. Whoa.
Doing what?
Doing whatever trolls do.
And then you got George McCaskey. Like he wasn't part of that process either. It sounds like Ryan Poles was McCaskey's guy, man of conviction, took it, and this is where we're at. Let's see.
I love it. Now let's see how you can draft.
Wait and see.
Nobody's mentioned the best part about Eberflus.
Yeah, you got it.
Eberflus.
The Flus
is loose.
He's a Mac guy.
Big Mac guy?
He's a Mac guy.
You get a Mac coach.
Held tackle records at Toledo.
Toledo.
Don't you fucking know.
Guys, linebacker.
So, speaking of the new additions in our lovely city, right? I love games. I love making games. It's a lot of fun. So I decided to make the boys a game.
Like games.
All right, I need you guys to, on your sheet,
Master Marcos.
Numbers 1 through 10. All right, and basically what we're going to do today, we're going to play the Matt meet Ryan meet Matt Yonose game. All right, so this
one
is...
One more time?
Yeah, this is the Matt meet Ryan meet Matt Yonose
SingleMatsMeet.com.
So basically what this is, guys...
Matt Ryan.
I'm going to test you guys here. We're going to go across not only sports, but movies, TV... music.
Oh God.
And you're either looking for somebody with the name Matt,
okay,
or with the name Ryan.
I like this.
It's pretty simple. All right,
okay,
we got 10 options and we'll count them up at the end. Listeners, play at home, do us a favor, maybe text us a picture, let us know how you did. I'm always curious. How'd it go?
How many of these answers are just Matt Ryan? Like,
Matt Damon.
The quarterback, Matt Ryan.
Well, let me scratch that one off. Guys, this former baseball player signed with the Texas Rangers following the 1988 season. He struck out 300-plus batters 6 times in his career and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1999.
Also threw 105 miles an hour.
My guy.
So we're just writing this person's name is Matt or Ryan?
It's, well, no, you got to write their name.
Their name? Okay.
Yep.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do.
He was an Astro first, I'm pretty sure.
On what team? What team did you say?
The Rangers.
For the Rangers. Mm. Number two.
Big ice on the shoulder guy.
We'll go back afterwards, but we'll keep it quick.
He beat one of your favorite people's ass.
Yep, two.
Goddamn righty.
This person is a 3-time Golden Globe winner. She was formerly married to Dennis Quaid. Don't mail this one in. Getting this one wrong might leave you sleepless.
In Seattle.
Come on, man. Number three, this former Olympic swimmer is the second most decorated swimmer in Olympic history. He made up a fake story about being robbed in Brazil during the 2016 games. That was fucked up. Number four, this 33-year-old NFL player played his collegiate football.
What is her name?
This 33-year-old NFL player
played
his collegiate football at University of Georgia, where he was named a first-team All-American. He's played for 2 NFL franchises and ranks in the top 20 in 4 of the major statistical categories for his position.
I missed like half the question.
It's okay. All you needed was Georgia.
We're good.
You're good?
Oh,
do you need it? This 33-year-old NFL player Thank you. This person is a former Arena League football player and NFL head coach. They have spent time with 3 different organizations in the NFL and are currently looking for their next landing spot.
You're so professional.
If you get that one wrong, you're on suspension. Number six. This American-born athlete and Minnesota Wild defenseman was drafted 7th overall by the Nashville Predators. Fun fact. His dad was a member of the Miracle on Ice team that dicked down the Soviets. USA! USA!
One more time.
USA! I actually have USA written, too.
I meant the whole question.
This American-born athlete and Minnesota Wild defenseman was drafted 7th overall by the Nashville Predators. Fun fact, his dad was a member of the Miracle on Ice U.S. team that dicked down the Soviets. USA! 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 Number eight. No, number seven. We're on number seven. This actor is a 2-time Tony Award winner. He was the adult voice of Simba and took one of the greatest sick days of all time.
What? Go on.
Number eight.
I got nothing for that.
This Boston,
are you kidding me?
I just couldn't.
Yeah. Say, no, thank I'm you. With thank you. Yeah.
Number eight. This Boston College graduate was the 3rd overall draft pick in the 2008 NFL draft and has played his entire NFL career with the same organization. Number 9, this Canadian-born actor was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2017. Aviation Gin and Mint Mobile are some of the few business ventures he's in. Trust me, you know him.
I'm not paying attention.
Do you need that one again?
I'm sorry.
This Canadian-born actor was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2017. Aviation Gin and Mint Mobile are some of the business ventures he's in. Trust me, you've heard of them.
Hey, Marcos.
What's up?
Great job, man.
Thanks, dog.
You're welcome.
Number 10, this former NBA player played 14 years in the league. A second-round pick in the 2002 NBA draft, this man won his first and only NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors in 2017, his last year.
Dude, I feel like I know. There's like 3 I know on here, but my mind is blank.
Do you guys want me to reread any of them?
Nope.
I'll reread them.
Just the last one more time. I'm sorry.
This former NBA player played 14 years in the league, a second round pick in the 2002 NBA draft. This man won his first and only NBA championship in 2017, which was his last year in the league. He also was dicking down Derek Fisher's ex-wife.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Boys, that was the game. I fucking love games.
Got it. I finally got it. I did mediocre.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, listeners, please, please, please.
One of those goes. I have no idea.
Yeah, which one? Do you guys need one or we're good? You
want some? No, we're good. We're good. Okay.
Let's move on.
Yeah, this former baseball player signed Nolan Ryan. Correct. Texas Rangers.
Couldn't think of it.
Number two, the three-time Golden Globe winner married to Dennis Quaid.
Meg Ryan.
Damn it. Nice. Couldn't think of her name.
Didn't know that one.
Number three, the former Olympic swimmer.
Ryan Lochte.
Got it. I had to go back to it.
Number four, 33-year-old NFL player played at University of Georgia.
Matt Ryan.
Stafford.
Matt Stafford. We will see him next weekend.
Ryan was Boston College.
As this person.
I put down Ryan Poles for that one.
This person is a former Arena League football player and coach. Former coach.
Nagy.
Matt Nagy. Guys, number six, this American-born athlete and Minnesota Wild defenseman.
I couldn't think
Parisi.
Of it.
Parisi.
No, that's Zach Parisi.
Ryan Suter.
I thought it was, Matt Parisi, but it's Zach Parisi.
I think Zach Parisi's dad also played.
Okay. That's right where I went with it.
I had no idea.
Number seven, this actor is a two-time Tony Award winner. Greatest sick day of all time.
Matthew Broderick.
Thank you very much.
Couldn't remember his last name. It clicked when Dale was like, are you stupid?
This Boston College graduate was third overall pick in the 2008 draft.
So I said Ryan Poles, and I froze when you said third overall pick. I was like, this can't be right.
He was in UDFA.
Yeah. Matt Ryan.
Technically played his whole career with one team.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Just saying.
He did. He
went to Boston College. So... pretty close.
True. Canadian-born actor.
That draft position's a big
Ryan Gosling.
I said I froze on that one.
Ryan Reynolds. The owner of Aviation.
Really?
I didn't know that, but I think they're
Canadian. He owns Aviation and Mint Mobile, right?
Yeah. Yep. He's got a bunch of shit.
That's cool.
And then the former NBA player.
Is it Matt Barnes?
Matt Barnes. Guys, if you haven't, because when I was writing this game I went back and I looked at the Derek Fisher, Matt Barnes story. That shit is
hilarious.
Crazy. Look it up. Have yourself some fun.
Because I didn't know Broderick.
Dominated.
That was the game. How'd you do?
Ocho.
Ooh.
I had no idea on the hockey one, and I forgot Meg Ryan's name.
Yeah. Meg Ryan totally drew a blank there. But and
I thought it was
Broderick
all first names
too.
For a couple minutes. I'm like, who the fuck? whose names? What female name starts with Matt or
you just
Ryan?
Have to just start throwing them around in your head. Okay. All right. How many Ryans? How many Matts?
Hope you guys had fun.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
No, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. We got another segment.
Oh, yeah.
Another.
Oh, we got it right in there. This should be quick. It might take a minute. I don't know. It depends on where we go with this.
Let's see.
But all right. Just a fun question for the boys, because we love those. Also involves a mat.
Wrestling mat?
No.
Okay.
But that'd be
dope.
Let's circle back to that.
Yep.
All right. Question for the boys. We'll go around the room. If Matt Nagy, John Fox, and Mark Trestman
fuck, marry, kill
owned a bar.
Sorry.
What would the name be?
If John Fox, Matt Nagy, and Mark Trestman
all owned a bar together, what would the name of it be?
Fuck ups.
Fuck up skis. Fuck up skis. Mine's slow and undisciplined.
Undisciplined's a good name for a bar.
Undisciplined, that's not bad.
Especially because that's from Mark Trestman. You guys remember his press conference?
Yeah.
He had the gaffe, he said the wrong word. So he's like, we're going to have a team that's selfish and undisciplined. And he meant to say unselfish and disciplined. That was his intro.
Dude,
press
we should have known right there.
Right from there.
It should have just right been there. Like April Fool's. And Dale, you got anything? Are you workshopping over there?
He's right now. I was trying to find an acronym for like, or an initialism hits. For we are not able to learn from our mistakes. But it was just really long and hard because all of them, like, guys, it's not working. Give it another week. Guys, it's not working. Give it another season. It'll work.
We just need different colored cups.
Yeah, exactly.
So everybody, it's just it's a bit off of the fact that I feel like 75% of the people that we know have a name of a bar in their head. If they ever flipped their life upside down and said, I'm going to own a bar, you know what you would call it, right? Everyone's thought of this. So
fuck up skis.
Fuck up skis.
Fuck up skis.
Dales.
I love it.
Dale, did you have a question?
Yeah. I actually also had a question.
Thank you.
I had asked the guys earlier, and I ask all of you, in the midst of talking about all of this Tua and Justin Herbert happenings with Brian Flores and the Giants and everything else, Obviously, Tua and Herbert were drafted back-to-back at 5 and 6, which means there's four players drafted ahead of them. Who were they?
What year was this draft?
2 years ago.
2020
that
draft.
Seems like 10 years ago.
Well, Joe Burrow is the one.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
We should be able to get the second one.
You should be able to get the second one.
I looked it up, so I am not allowed to do this.
Oh, I told
but
you.
But I knew what position he played.
I knew that.
What does it
doesn't matter.
I just forgot the name.
Can you tell me what position he plays?
He's a D-end.
Oh.
There's usually one in the top three every year.
Bosa? No. JJ TJ Watt?
You were close. It's on the tip of your tongue. Same school as Bosa.
Jesus, that's huh? so loud.
Same school as Bosa.
Oh,
he's a
Chase Young. That's right.
You mentioned that because the next pick was also from the same school, a teammate.
Denzel Ward.
You're not going to get it.
Nope.
Okuda.
Jeff Okuda.
Damn,
that is correct.
Son, that was good.
There is one more. I don't know if you'll get it. I'll tell you, it was an offensive lineman drafted by the Giants.
All-time generic name.
Will Hernandez.
Two first name guy.
Yeah, can't trust a guy. Two first names.
I don't know.
I can tell you I play a lot of Madden. Nothing to me. Andrew Thomas.
Oh, no.
Oh, sure.
But he's good, though. He's good because my aunt said so.
No, I'm telling you the name. I don't even know his name from playing Madden, so he's probably not. He's probably not ready that. Mm-hmm.
He's a rookie lineman, so Madden doesn't
watch your tongue.
Madden's not nice.
Tell that to Wirfs. He was rated really highly as a rookie.
Okay,
he is pretty good.
Jake, you got a question?
Yeah, a little fun one. Ooh. You ever fuck up?
You should go to my place. Fuck up skis.
You ever accidentally text someone thinking it's someone else, and then. Or been on the receiving end of that?
You have.
I have.
When have I done this?
I thought of your situation.
When did I do that? Oh, I once emailed my entire resume to my company as I was editing it before. This is what you were
that's
thinking
a fuck
about?
Up.
Yeah, no, I fucked up.
That's a fuck up.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fuck Upskis.
Yeah, that's Afties at Fuck Upskis.
Yeah, no, as I was preparing to leave Tangent. Not that it's a bad place to work.
No
I was
free
just
ads.
To move on.
No free ads, bro.
I was editing my resume and I was sending it to someone to look over it. No, I was sending it to myself because I had done all of this, everything at work, on their computer, on their time, all of that jazz. And I was sending it to myself to print at home. And I accidentally sent it to the Tangent All email account.
It's like the
and
CEO.
So, yeah, everyone. So I had to call the IT guy and like, dude, if I've ever called in a favor, this is me calling in a favor. And he recalled it from as many people as possible, but my boss got it. And so he's like, hey, so like, what? And at the time, I was panicking. I called Marcos. Your mom gave me great advice.
Yeah.
Lydia told me, tell him this. Oh, I was just updating my resume, and I wanted you to have the most recent copy so you know all the skills that I've gained here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, he cut through that shit real quick. Yeah, I left 2 weeks later.
Dude, immediately when I saw the Belichick issue, that's the first thing I thought
so,
of. Any other ones? Like, I've never done.
Well, so the one I was going to say was I not texted. I accidentally talked shit to my coworker. I meant to chat someone else within the company to talk shit about this person, and I accidentally just said it to them because their name was like, on my mind,
oh,
and I
no.
pulled up their chat window instead of the person I was going to talk to. So that went over well.
Oh boy,
that person no longer works for the company though, so we're in the clear.
Because of you?
No, left on their own accord.
Guys, any other ones? Dale, did you have a submission? I'm proud of you for not. Thank you very much, guys. Getting into some of our super duper segments. You guys want to come on and do some segments with me?
I'll do some segments.
I'm here for segments.
Let's do some segments.
I'll do a segment.
We're going to start it off with dog walk. I'm going to start. I need you guys to hear me out. Bill Belichick can watch my dog. Because he did the Brian Flores, Brian Daboll thing on purpose.
That's your take.
That's my take. He did it on purpose.
No, he didn't.
Do you think that
Bill's for the people?
Like a,
no, he didn't.
Bill's for the people.
But the guy signs his texts
BB.
Like, yeah. Do you guys know anyone who signs their text with initials? Happens to me a lot in like,
Bill
the work world.
People that don't know how to use technology.
They're over the age of 50.
BB, like if it doesn't say at the top of my fucking conversation with
Bill.
You, Bill.
Belichick.
Yeah. I think that Bill did it on purpose.
No shot.
To expose some
no shot.
Shit in the NFL because his guys can't get jobs anywhere else. So here's the situation.
I like it.
So
I like he's Bill as like a closet, like super hard
justice warrior.
I like to picture him as
exactly
Batman.
Like in the closet, but in reality, he's like, you know, fuck these racists. Yeah. I'm kick your fucking ass.
He's fucking Batman.
I'm gonna spill this whole thing. Exactly.
How do you picture your Bill Belichick? I picture my Bill Belichick wearing a Batman mask and a cut off
no
hoodie.
Naked at Woodstock.
So, guys, Bill, Hinch of Billy B can watch my dogs. He's for it. Who's up?
I'll take the easy one, Joe Burrow. Man.
Oh,
Joe,
yeah.
That guy, he's just so fucking sweet. And I think Willie would benefit from having a strong male presence in the house. So it'd be nice to have him
like
watch
if you
dog.
Had a husband?
No, just one in the house.
Okay.
Sorry. I thought it was funny. I don't give a shit.
Jake, what about you?
Kenny. Kenny is actually watching my dog this week.
That's nice.
I'm out of town.
Shout out Kenny. Thank you, buddy. We'll leave some gas money on the counter.
Sammy Stats.
He's going to drive to fucking Iowa and back every day.
All right. Yeah. Good luck with
Put
that.
Put the bare minimum on the board.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You're on the clock. Watching my dog this week, besides Kenny, is going to be Zach Taylor. And I'm not talking about the U.S. president.
The former
Dolphin?
Miami Dolphin?
No. The head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, guys.
Zach Taylor.
See, the most
Wasn't
forgettable coach
Taylor?
In the NFL.
Yeah, there was.
No, there's a Zach Thomas and Jason
this
Taylor.
This is exactly why
time.
I did this.
God
I did
damn
this.
It.
Yeah, we got
you. Damn it.
Because I did it to Jake.
We did the same
I did it to
thing.
Jake
yeah.
like a few weeks ago, and I was like,
Zach Taylor.
You know the most forgettable Bob coaches Dyson. In the NFL?
Zach Taylor. So, I couldn't pick him out of the lineup.
He was there the year before Burrow, I believe.
Or to go out on a limb.
He's been tied to him both
this is
years.
Middle-aged white man.
Yeah, third year. So he's there the year
crushed
before.
Crushed it.
Ding, 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 ding.
I fucking crushed it.
Speaking of the Bengals, you guys see the story with their punter? Their punter's the
longest tenured Bengal of all time.
Yeah, and
yep.
like just
he was also
14 years.
From Cincinnati, was a Bearcat. Grew up in Cincinnati.
Lives in the practice facility.
Was drafted by him. Like, he's a Cincy boy.
He loves Skyline Chili.
I hope not.
Also,
I've also never had
fuck
it.
Fuck Skyline Chili.
Nobody actually likes Skyline Chili.
So that's
a bit.
So
right?
It's a Stockholm Syndrome.
No,
it's a
my
it's gotta be a bit.
My company is headquartered in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
there's
sick
people
break.
That work for both of those companies. Like, they love that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, okay. It's like how I love Malort. Like, come on.
Good one.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's a gag.
Nah, Scott, yeah. Anyway.
Bad.
Sam, who's watching yours, did you say?
He said,
see, most forgettable head
Zach
coach
Taylor.
In the NFL.
Wait, who?
Zach Taylor.
The Dolphin?
Jason Taylor.
Oh, Zach Thomas.
Zach Thomas.
Got it.
Guys, and then leading into not that guy. You guys know how it goes. My not that guy submission this week actually is not mine.
Oh, do tell.
Shout out recurring listener and my best gambling buddy of all time. Shout out Honey. All right,
Lexi. Hey,
pumpkin.
All right, so those of you that don't know my honey, Lexi is from Boston. Whole
Boston.
Family from Boston. Big New England sports
You'd
fan.
You'd never know if you met the family.
Wear yeah. my khakis.
Never know.
I think it's
she
funny.
Would like to submit Tom Brady as not that guy for this week. She wanted me to make sure that I told everybody she still loves him. But guys, Tom Brady's kind of an asshole.
Nah.
He in his 5-page retirement post today on Instagram,
five
fucking pages, by the way, never once mentions the New England Patriots, the Kraft family, Bill Belichick, any of his old Patriots teammates, not even the Boston fans. Throw me a freaking bone here, people.
Scott.
What if there was something that referenced Boston and it just said, like, at the very bottom, Boston, you're fucking welcome.
Damn. See?
Yikes.
That'd be even worse.
I would.
Thank you, Drew Bledsoe.
I feel like there's a video coming. Did he have a video with that post? So part of the thing is there's a big video coming out that his team has been working on.
So I'll say this. If he doesn't do anything to thank the Boston, the Patriots, the organization, whatever, hilarious, in the next 5 years, then I'll see you be mad. If he doesn't say anything within the next few days with retirement ceremony stuff, or by the time he goes to the Hall of Fame, then you can be upset.
If Patrick Kane left to another team and won 2 rings with that other team, hold on, and then retired, uh-huh, and in his retirement press conference, all he did was thank
the
Detroit Red Wings.
Well, he didn't have a press conference.
Okay, or an Instagram post, because in nobody actually talks in person anymore. Mm-hmm.
Sure. In his personal from Kaner.
You mean to tell me that you and Kaner are still good?
Jake would drive the city down.
Oh, you're going to wait 5 years until you're mad at Kaner.
Well, hold
statute on. Because
I know you, and that's cap.
Okay. Well, so in 5 days,
you're gonna wait 5 years.
In 5 days, he comes out with his big retirement video or
Steve,
this episode,
huh,
or whatever.
Gonna call Steve,
and he just doesn't, and he sucks Boston's dick. Are we going to be cool? Is this anger over with?
No, he missed the opportunity.
No, dude,
just wait.
Said goodbye 2 years ago.
It feels forced.
He said goodbye, but he didn't retire from football. There's a difference, and you know it.
So I haven't read the whole thing. What did he say about Tampa?
Oh, he talked about the maintenance, the staff, the assistant coaches, the fucking trainers.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, he talked about everybody, fans, people he had never fucking played with, old. He thanked Tampa greats. What Tampa greats? Warren Sapp? That's it.
Tampa's nicer.
Again, I'm just.
Derek Brooks.
Yeah, I guess I'm just salty for my girl.
Peyton the barber brother. Yep. The barber.
Yep. Yeah.
John Lynch? No.
Okay.
He was on the Bucks towards the end, wasn't he?
So. Tom Brady's not that guy.
We'll see. Might have been.
I think he at the very tail end.
Who?
John Lynch.
Yes.
Wasn't he at the very end?
Producer Jake. Michael who's not
Scott?
That guy?
Guy this week is Neil Young. Not because of what he did, because he did it for like decent reason. For those of you that don't know, he told Spotify that if they don't take down the Joe Rogan podcast, they have to take down his music. And Spotify went... All right. I guess we have to take down your music.
Bluff called.
Bluff called. He was doing it for a reasonable cause, but I mean, he didn't read that one very well. He didn't see, I don't know. He thought his influence was much greater than it was.
He's Neil fucking Young.
I'm going to get him. Watch this. You've had take your shit down and take my shit
had
down.
Some solid hits.
Here's your shit.
Spotify's pretty invested in Joe Rogan. A
couple hundred
not
mil,
a deal.
Right?
Who's not that guy?
The reoccurring not that guy, but now for new reasons, it's Rob Manfred for the most recent round of failures in these negotiations.
Oh, dude, that
guy.
We're going to have this one for a while.
He's gonna be stacking
him. Yep, he's still there. This is fresh, though, so he gets it again, like a fresh one dedicated to him. Tim?
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Oh, how the
so quickly.
Tables have turned.
My not that guy of the week is Moneyline Mike.
You should have bet with the Lord. I gave you the pick.
The 49ers juice box has run dry. Along with
hilarious.
My FanDuel account. So
1-800-GAMBLER, by the way.
1-800-GAMBLER. So
seek help.
Mike, this
make
week
money.
You are not that guy. But
next
you have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You have 2 weeks
figure
to be that
out,
guy
Mike.
Again.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true. We do got 2 weeks. That's the weird part with this. Like, guys, we're going to do a Super Bowl preview here. We got 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks of preparing for this game. So we'll talk to you guys not only about what we're hoping to see on the field, but we'll also talk to you guys next week about some cool little gambling opportunities, maybe do something fun that we can figure out how to get you guys involved with. But like we said, we got Super Bowl. What is this? Super Bowl 51?
February
56.
Oh, Super Bowl 56. My
XO?
Sheet says 51.
Is that
XO? XLI.
I read
XLI?
What's on the sheet.
No.
I keep seeing XO
sheet.
On everything.
It's XVI.
What am I doing?
Sheet
here?
Does say 51.
Sheet says 51.
Yeah, I can't read Roman.
Go fuck yourself,
I read the
San Diego. So, technically.
Who put a question mark on the teleprompter?
Technically, the Bengals are home. Rams open up, at least for now, as 3.5-point favorites.
Again, since he is technically home on the schedule, it is a home game for the Rams.
For the Rams.
Yep.
That's SoFi, baby.
In SoFi, in L.A., that brand new stadium.
Whoa.
Play in their stadium?
It's in Englewood.
Yeah, it's in L.A.
It's
in
L.A.,
brother.
It's
a brand new stadium.
That's what I said. It's in L.A.
Yeah.
So?
Oh, Dale's trying to tell us that LA is not Englewood.
Oh, he talked to his buddy Mikey.
I didn't know this. Okay. I hope I'm right.
Have you been to California before?
Multiple times.
That's why you said that.
Mikey,
so
if you're listening,
looking into
Trolldale.
Every year.
Yeah. Looking into that game, guys, I mean, I'm excited to see Joe Burrow, like we said. I'm excited to see Joe Burrow, and I hope the Rams defensive line doesn't kill him. Aaron Donald.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about
Aaron
this
Donald's
yet.
Probably just licking his chops this next 2 weeks. Just thinking about, like,
I don't know what it is. Hammer Aaron Donald.
How much HGH can they do between now and the Super Bowl? Like, the offensive line?
Zero.
Not enough.
Okay. Just thought I'd check.
Doesn't work that fast.
Okay. You know what I just thought about, really random?
Uh-huh.
Nothing to do with, like, this game in particular.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is it that, like, we were talking COVID, like, COVID list protocols and scratches and all that stuff, like, all season? We haven't seen one.
I honestly totally forgot about that.
COVID doesn't exist in the NFL.
We ate their
anymore.
Whoa, dude.
In the NFL. I even heard about their testing and everything.
Quit. Yeah, they're like
everybody shut up about it.
And just nobody says anything.
I haven't even thought about it.
Like, if you cough, leave.
Because right now, I was about to say, it'd be a shame if we get to this game and some big name, you know, Ja'Marr Chase ends up on the COVID list or, Joe Burrow. But no, that's not going to happen.
No.
Nope.
The team is the team.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting on a show. Eminem's
show goes on.
Eminem's doing
up.
A halftime show, motherfuckers.
Need more snare in my headphones.
So, like, what else are you guys looking at this game? Like, are you guys are leaning Rams or you're leaning Bengals?
I'm leaning Bengals, and it's just because I've leaned on them the whole playoffs. I've had fun with them the entire playoffs. It's been a good time. So, I love the story. I love everything about it.
Yep.
All right, so here's where I'm at.
Oh, boy.
Boom.
My gut's telling me to go to the Rams.
Right.
Yeah, but I've been wrong lately. So the smart play is to fade myself. But that's what my gut wants me to think.
So what do you do now?
Sam, what you do, I'll get back to you on that next week. I haven't got that far yet. I'm still in deciding if I'm fading myself or not.
I want
to
know how many cycles through
the gut reaction is Rams. The defense, like we said, is a little better than the Bengals offense. And if you stack Bengals defense versus Rams offense, I think that's not as close.
Yep.
And the Rams offense is better.
I like the Bengals. Strictly, like Sam said, like on paper, this matchup in most categories tilts towards the Rams.
Bloodbath towards the Rams.
Team of destiny.
You know what, though? The Bengals don't have Sean McVay trying to ruin shit on the sideline.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that man had no timeouts,
guys,
with 10 minutes left.
No timeouts with 10 minutes left in a championship game. Inexcusable.
He's like, fucking, we do it live.
At least he wasn't, what's the guy in Detroit?
Campbell.
At least he wasn't Campbell calling with timeouts
back
with no
back.
Timeouts.
Back,
back
to back.
Back
dude.
Penalties.
Dude. Like, that. So that's the only, like, I mean, maybe you, I don't know, you see some shit happen on the sidelines, but like, this is going to be such a good game.
So I jumped on the opening line for the game already.
Rams plus 3.5.
I took Rams.
Minus 3.5.
I got Bengals 4, and I took the money line. So, and I'm watching
all
it,
of us grab
I'm,
our phones.
I'm watching it every
lines.
Day to see where it goes, because I might just keep doing it.
Keep hammering it?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I mean,
I love that.
I think at this point, the Bengals have proved to you that they can hang with any team.
I got Bengals plus 4.5 now.
Oh, might add more.
Money-making opportunity. You guys thinking,
climb the mountain, Jake.
See, that's the thing. Every single game has been so damn
how
close at 4.5. How do you not take the points at this point?
Yeah, guys, that the total is at 50. Like, it's, well, at least when this was put together.
Right. When I put these together, which is noon the day we record.
Yeah. I'll also probably take the under.
Yeah.
It's early.
The under's been a pretty consistent trend here.
It
right?
has.
Yep.
So, I see. Yeah.
Other than the divisional games?
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is different.
Or the wild card?
Excuse I feel me. It in my plums.
My bones.
Will Ferrell, baby.
All right.
So, guys, I'm excited for next week's just because, like, let's really get into this game.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into some cool guys' prop betting. Like, that's so much fun. Some weird, goofy shit.
Color the Gatorade.
How long the national anthem goes. All that stuff.
Coin flip.
Yeah. So we'll get into all that stuff. But, guys, that's going to be a wrap, at least for now, on episode 21 Again, socials, the Bare Minimum Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, at the Bare Min Pod. We're going to get a tip jar or Venmo set up here pretty soon. Hoping to, if you guys are looking to donate, looking to help the boys out, we always need equipment.
We want a camera.
Beer. We would love a camera. We'd love to be able to bring you guys video or like visual recordings of what we're doing, get you guys involved. So, but that doesn't happen if we don't got some money. And that's where we humbly ask of you, help your boys out.
Help us.
Did you ask them for their ideas already too? Like what they want to hear us talk about?
Oh yeah.
Never shy away from throwing something like that in a text message, a tweet, a DM.
Leave us a review. I'll read it.
Oh guys, please.
Oh yeah.
Review. Don't. Like
I'll read it.
We have people,
5 stars.
We have people that listen to this that have not reviewed this on their listening platform yet. So do us a favor. If you've made it to this part of the episode,
why do you hate us?
Do me a favor. Open up your app. Get over to the ratings portion. Give your boys 5 stars. And you know what? If you don't think we deserve 5 stars, give us whatever stars you think and tell us why. So, but we got a lot of stuff coming out here, guys, and we're super, super excited to bring it to you. Anything else you boys want to go over before we get out of here?
Good to go.
Then as the great Olin Krutz said, no matter what, bear the fuck down.
Bears.
Bears.